Todd Frazier, Curtis Granderson, Jose Bautista, Carlos Santana, all have BABIPs under 260. So their BABIPs were some of the lowest in the MLB last year for those four players. Frazier, Granderson, Bautista, and Carlos Santana. Now, Santana, I bring up because in an OBP league, we've always talked about how much more valuable this guy is. Right? Like, he's the one guy. He doesn't strike out at all. He walks a ton, as everybody at the table mentioned here. And he has had an unbelievable year last year, hitting 30 bombs, right? And it's crazy because his OBP was still very, very... His BABIP was still one of the lowest in the league, which makes me think he could be this good again, Scott.
Yeah, yeah. But I agree on that. You know, I got Santana, I think, is like... I'm trying to remember what round I got him in the mock, but I just felt it was a good discount. And then obviously, the OBP leagues, he went higher. And, like, yeah, that's why I thought it was OBP, because I remember Granderson, you know...
Sure.
Hitting leadoff for the Mets, and even though he struck out a lot, you know, he was also on base, you know, drawing walks, etc.
So, yes, tell
what would you
Scott
guess?
Corey, sorry,
was Carlos Santana's ADP in NFBC?
I would guess that it is around 100.
Mm-hmm. Scotty,
I would say probably somewhere in the sixth round.
Okay.
83.
Carlos Santana, NFBC ADP is 119.
See, all right, so that's the 12th round. The end of the 12th round we're talking about, almost. Middle of the 12th round.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's insane.
I'm trying to figure out now, why is that? Now, why is Carlos Santana coming at such a discount?
So, if you're playing in a standard 5x5 league, right, the average is never going to be very good. Last year, it was 259 after two consecutive years at 231. His BABIP, despite being low, so this is one of the things I want to talk about. So, his BABIP was under 260 last year, which is brutal. But, over the last 3 years, BABIP of 249, 261, 258. He's slow as molasses, so, like, this is the kind of guy he is, right? Tony, like, you're not going to all of a sudden see back in 2013 where the BABIP pops over 300 again. Like, he is a 260 BABIP guy. The average is never going to be very good. The walks are always going to be amazing, right? The OBP is always going to be fantastic in around 360. So if the power is there, like we've seen two out of the last 3 years, and the RBIs are in the 80s, which we've seen all three of the last 3 years, like, he is a much better guy. You're giving me 25 home runs, 85 ribbies, and OBP of, you know, OBP league of 360. This is a guy that deserves to be much earlier than the 12th round, I think.
The problem is this Indians team. If you go back to the last couple of years, Carlos Santana spent some time occasionally at the leadoff spot because they don't have a leadoff hitter.
Yes.
And that will kill you RBI wise.
Right, of course.
If they put him there. So I think that a lot of people just get scared off by them moving him all over. Like, if they knew that he would hit fourth, which I expect without Mike Napoli be there, they bring Edwin Encarnacion.
Right.
I think him and Encarnacion back to back.
Yep.
There.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always that chance. If he moves in that first hole, you don't get the RBIs.
Yeah, steamer projections for him, 254, 26 home runs, 93 runs scored, 79 RBIs, OBP of 373.
Three, so in a league like mine, which counts hitter strikeouts and counts on base percentage, Carlos Santana needs to be an early round pick. Three, steamer.
You think your league mates might know that, though?
You think so, but they don't.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Because I actually traded for Carlos Santana last year.
Oh, good job.
I traded Jimmy Nelson for him.
Huh. That's a good deal.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Okay, like I said, no. Let me see what round I have, Carl. So
your league makes must have been doing jumping jacks instead of paying attention.
Are you making fun of my jumping jacks?
No, I'm saying it's like, you know, that's a swindle of a deal.
Do you... All right, so would you guys then keep Carlos Santana... So in my league, would you guys keep Carlos Santana in the seventh round?
Yeah.
You would, Tony.
Yeah, he's 34 home runs, so knock him down 25, 25th in the league and on base percentage last year, so he'll be a top 30 at least. Well, so those are two categories to get the RBIs. Yeah.
I think so, too, because that's also around that 83rd ADP, right? Like that, you said 83. That's right around there as a seventh round.
Yeah.
And plus, as a keeper league where you have a ton of guys kept, his value goes up anyway. So I think it makes sense for you to keep Carlos Santana in the seventh. Yeah. And he's going to be first. He played enough first base where I think he'll be first base eligible, too.
Oh, I think so, too. I'm going to look it up, but
catcher,
I believe
first base.
He is.
Not catcher. Oh, no. Definitely not catcher.
I'm wishing.
Yeah. He's going to be first base eligible. He strikes out under 100 times. I mean, I'm going to keep this guy in the seventh round. This guy's awesome.
Remember when he was a catcher?
Of course I did. Yeah. And the third baseman as well. Yeah.